Simen Tas, Sifkat Beis, Hilchas Tzitzis, Page Nun Gimel, Mi Sheyafshaloi Elabatala Shol Pishn, the person that only can afford or only can get a hold of a linen garment. The halacha is, it's a chumah d'rabbanan, it's not a din d'oraisa. If you have a garment that's linen, you're only allowed to put on the linen garment linen tzitzis. You're not allowed to put on a linen garment wool tzitzis. All of our tzitzis in today's times are wool. I don't think you can buy anything other than they don't think they sell. It's not a manufacturer. Maybe you can make it yourself, but it's not kosher. The only time you're allowed to use material that's not wool is if the garment is not wool. Wool is good for any type of garment. If you have a garment of cotton, which is very common, you can put your lechatchila permitted to put on a cotton garment wool tzitzis. But if you have cotton tzitzis, you only can put cotton tzitzis. If you have cotton tzitzis, you only can put cotton tzitzis on a cotton garment. You're not allowed to put cotton tzitzis on a wool garment. Lo yotza. If you have a talus and you put cotton tzitzis, lo yotza. In fact, you're doing an avera. You're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. It's a problem. And on Shabbos, there's an additional problem of this chil Shabbos. But if you have wool tzitzis, wool, the Gemara learns from a pasuk midrasha, wool is good for any type of material, even mikar hadin linen. Now, what's the issue? Putting wool tzitzis on linen is shatnez. But this is one of the exceptions. Asay is doicha lois asay. The mitzvah gedilim tasilcha is doicha the mitzvah of lesilba shatnez. However, midrabanan, we do not do this. Why don't we do this? So there are different reasons. One reason is because we paskin that at night it's not a zman of tzitzis. So if it's not a zman of tzitzis at night, if you wear your garment, you wear the garment past sunset, or past certainly tzitzis hakachavim, you're dealing with shatness. I'm wearing shatness, shaloi b'shas, the mitzvah of tzitzis. So therefore Chazal said, don't get yourself into this situation. Another reason I think given is the only time we say that wool is doicha is if you have tcheles, if I'm not mistaken. And since Bizman Hazeh, we do not have tcheles, then this heter of wearing shatnez does not apply. So midrabanan, and even according to some in the Torah, Bizman Hazeh, we are not certain that we have tcheles. Putting aside, we're not going to discuss again the murex. Putting aside the murex, but we generally, even those who wear the murex, don't wear it, as far as I know, 99.9999%, maybe even 100% who wear the murex, don't wear it, that it's Vadai Tcheles. They wear it at its Suffolk Tcheles. Since it might be Tcheles, it doesn't hurt to wear Tcheles. That's their approach to the mitzvah. But it's not Vadai, and that's not an excuse to wear wool tzitzis on a garment of linen. So what happens now? You have a garment of linen, and what are you going to put? What kind of tzitzis should you put on a garment of linen? Linen tzitzis. That's what you should do. A linen garment requires linen tzitzis. Problem is, you don't have linen tzitzis. You go to the store and you ask them, "Can you please give me linen tzitzis?" And they say, "Sorry, buddy, we don't have it in stock. Let me speak to the manufacturer." They laugh at you. We don't make linen tzitzis. So what are you going to do? So he says something very interesting. Yesh mishu'aymer sheyaseh kenofa shel or uvahem tzitzis shel tzemer. Some want to say the following. Take your garment and cut out or cover the corners with leather. The four corners will be with leather. Just make four little boxes of leather. Attach it to the corner of the garment. And then through the leather, at the end of your four corners, you will attach wool tzitzis. So the wool is not in contact with linen. The wool is in contact with leather. You have a linen garment, and you make four nice squares on the corner of leather, and you stitch it, and you attach it to the leather, and then through that you insert your wool tzitzis. So the wool is coming in contact, is being tied, is being knotted with leather. Yesh mishoimer, sheyaseh kinafos shel ar, uvahem tzitzis shel tzemer. V'yesh cholkin alav shalasa, as kain, some disagree that it's not appropriate to do this either, because even though technically you're not doing anything wrong, everyone agrees it's nothing wrong, but being that the garment is a garment of linen, so there is still some violation midrabban of putting wool in a garment of linen. Since the vast majority, 95% of the garment is linen, even though the part that where you're attaching the tzitzis is leather, it's not the proper thing to do to mix linen with wool. Gimel. And now we go to things which are more practical. Days obviously is not that practical. Today you're not going to have such a situation, but now we have more things that are practical. The hole on a talis, there's a hole in the corner. The hole should not be more than 3 thumbs. Okay? The width of a thumb. So you go to the corner of your garment and you go move up 3 thumbs and you will discover that that's where the hole is within 3 thumbs. So it should not be more. Lo yirochuk misfas habeged hein boirchem boirchem yosem in shlosha agudlin yesh. Now what is the width of an agudl, of a thumb? Yesh aymim the gudlin elu moided in these thumbs. You measure b'mokam hakotzer shebe agudl, the small part of the thumb. The hainu b'rosho v'nochon lahachner kein. I think the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. I think maybe we'll see it here on the bottom. But according to the Kitzer, if you look at your thumb, the thumb is very large, right? It's good. How long? 3 inches? 2 inches? I don't know, about almost 3 inches of thumb, right? So the tip of the thumb is smaller in width than the center, than the knuckle, and then the part where it attaches to your hand. So when it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to have 3 thumbs, which part of the thumb do you measure the width? From the tip, the last section of the thumb, which is by the fingernail is, which is a little bit smaller, or the knuckle, or the part that's all the way towards the part where it connects into the hand. So the Kitzer is very lenient. Not everyone is so lenient, but he says you can measure it. I know he's really machmer. He's machmer in this sense, that it should be the part, the top of the thumb, where the fingernail is, which is the more narrow section of the thumb. The nochon lahachmir kain. Don't allow the nekev to be raised higher than 3 thumbs, measuring from the thinnest part of your thumb where the fingernail is. Ayin shayu tshuva. Ki lamayla. What?
This is a subjective measurement. Some people have.
So there are a lot of books that have done a scientific study of having 1,000 people line up and measure your thumbs and giving you the average. All the gedolim have done this with regard to ounces, a kazayas and a revius and thumbs. And there are a lot of books. I believe in the Art Scroll, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, they have an index where they present to you all the various opinions of the. Results of all the experimentations done by Rav Chaim Noah and by the Chazon Ish and by Rav Moshe. They've taken a sample from people that they are familiar with. They've measured their thumbs and they've given you certain measurements. This is a general approach to the thumb. There are different parts of the thumb. We go according to the Kitzur from the part of the thumb that is narrow on top. Mishnah Berurah, I believe, disagrees. I think he's of the opinion where you can be lenient and you can measure the part of the thumb in the middle of the thumb which is wider, which allows the nekev to be raised higher. Now why is this so important? So here we come to some of the lumdis of the halacha. What's the reason? The pasuk says you shall put the tzitzis al kanfei bigdehem, on the corners of your garment. More than 3 fingers up is not called the corner, it's called the beged itself. Now he's telling us what happens if you make it. And by the way, another important thing we'll see in a moment, not on a diagonal. If you measure the 3 thumbs on a diagonal from the corner, then it's going to be too low. When we say 3 thumbs, it means 3 thumbs from bottom up and from the side across. Not from, I don't measure the 3 thumbs going from the corner into diagonally from the corner of the garment. Now what happens if a person does not follow the rules? Let's say a person makes the hole too high. So he has not put the tzitzis on the kanfei bigdayim, on the corner. He's put in the bigot itself. You make the knot tight, umaknit min hatalis, and you the talis folds at shabo hanekev lamata mikol makon posta. We're going to see this in a lot of halachas that relate to causing it to crease. And you should, there is a halacha that you're supposed to have it crease a little bit when you tie the first knot around the garment, because you want it to hang. I'll illustrate this when we get to it. But the point here is, if a person makes the hole too high up, but then when he makes the first knot, he causes the garment to fold, to crumble, by making the knot in a way where now the distance between the hole and where the tzitzis begins to hang out from the garment is less than 3 thumbs width. It doesn't matter. It's puzzle. Because you measure it based on the material. If you were to flatten the material, there would be more than 3 thumbs from the end of the garment to where the hole is. Puzzle. And even though you are trying to rectify the situation by tying the first knot less than, by causing it to crumble and to fold the garment, and having less than 3 thumbs from where the hole is to where the tzitzis begins to hang, it's not going to help. It's still puzzle. Now what happens? Here's a new situation. You put the tzitz on kedas uchadin. Let's say it was done. It was no good. You put the hole. The hole was more than 3 thumbs. Chotach b'nekev. I took a knife and I cut a slit where the hole is. Kidei shetitle hatzitzis l'mata negimel. So now the nekev would slide in that slit and it would come less than 3 thumbs from the edge of the garment. Puzzle. Why? Mishum taseh v'loy min ha'aseh. The knot has been made after the fact. It's the Torah says taseh. Put the tzitzis on the kanfei bigdayim and make the kesher in this fashion. Don't do it retroactively. Don't make a kesher and then make a beged around the kesher. I've put the kesher in the part of the beged which is not called the kanaf, and now I'm going to rectify the situation by cutting off part of the garment or making a slit where the hole is to cause the tzitzis to be lowered, and now the kesher will be on the corner. That's invalid. The knot must be made when it's in the kanaf. Don't put the knot in when it's in the beged and then make it after the fact into the kanaf.
Do you undo it and redo it?
Yes, of course. That's the only thing that you can do. That's the only solution.
And then you can make the slit or whatever.
Right. Undo the knot, make the slit, and then stitch up the slit. That would be ideal. You should stitch it up so that the hole is lower than 3 fingers. And then you reinsert the chutin, and you'd make the first kesher. Then it's kosher lechatchila. V'gam lo yihei hanekev karav l'sas habeged. And now we come to the lower edge. So we discuss the upper limit. It should not be higher than 3 thumbs. But it should not be too low. What's the lower length? V'lo gam lo yihei hanekev karav l'sas habeged bein orech b'merochet pochus m'kashir shish m'na kesher ha'mtsoy shel agudul atzoif hatziporin. That means from the middle knuckle until the nail. Okay, so which is about... How many widths, thumbs? I tried to figure this out before. So you bend, when we move inside. One more time. No, I don't need to ask. No, we don't need to ask. We have to take too long. V'gamalo yi ha'nek of karv l'sasa beged, bein bach b'mrocha, pachos m'gashir shiesh m'na kesher h'mtsoy the nokshel agudul. Take your thumb, just do it on yourself. Bend your thumb, and the knuckle, at soif hatziporin, until the end of the nail. Okay, so you have your thumb from the knuckle to the top of your thumb. That is the smallest. It should not be less than that. That approximately is like, I guess, 1.5. So it's a very delicate balance. The hole may not be more than 3 thumbs, but it may not be less than the distance from the knuckle until the tip of your finger, of the thumb, which is approximately between 1.5 and 2. So between 1.5 and 2, it has to be somewhere in the middle. The people who make the tzitzis, the professionals, they have it all down pat. They have it programmed into the computer, and they make the hole perfect where it should be. Very delicate balance. And then especially when you get involved in all of the different opinions of Rav Chaim Noah and the Chazon Ish, and which knuckle and middle knuckle, you find the balance which you are able to get in all of the opinions. The Gam, so let's see over here. Now what's the issue? What's the halakhic issue? A new term. That's called beneath the corner. The corner, the word corner, kanaf, has a connotation that it's a little bit above the edge. So in total we have three terms. We have the term called beged, we have the term called the tachas kanaf, and we have the kanaf. The tzitzis must be inserted in the kanaf, and the kanaf is in between the distance from the knuckle to the tip of your thumb and the width of three thumbs, the smaller part of three thumbs going up, which is basically in between the width of 1.5 thumbs and three thumbs. That is called in halacha the kanaf. That's not the tachas kanaf, and it's not the beged. Let's say that the nekev was rachok kishir. Let's say it was good. Everything was done kedasu chadin. The hole is in its ideal location. Ella sha'al yidei meshichas hakesher nikmat sfas hatalis v'ein boi kishir mikol makam kosher. Let's say you tie the knot too tight. You put the tzitzis in, you made the hole in the garment in the perfect location. But when you insert the threads and you make the knot, you tied the first knot too tight and the garment has folded partially. And that means from the part of the hole until the edge where the tzitzis begin to hang out the first night is less than the distance from the knuckle until the tip of your thumb. Is it kosher or not? So we're consistent in halacha. It's kosher. Just like before when it was too high it was pasul, here it's kosher. Because we don't measure based upon the actual distance between the hole and where the tzitzis begin to hang, but we measure based upon the actual material. If you were to flatten out the material, you would have the proper distance, then it's going to be either kosher or not kosher. And this distance, the knot, the hole is in the proper location, it's kosher. In the previous example, it was too high up. Even though you've tightened the knot and you've decreased the gap, the distance, it doesn't matter. It is possible. Next halach. V'achutin sheheim b'sfas hatalis, the chutim, that on the edge of the talis, ve'enam arugim. Now we all know we have these nice talisos, which have these fringes. Right? They have fringes along the side and they tie them together. That is problematic. You don't want those to go all the way down to the corner. Because when that goes down to the corner, in halacha, it's not clear if that is part of the garment or that is not part of the garment. V'yachutin, those nice threads, strands, the fringes that extend from a nice talus, has those fringes which come out on the side, shem b'sfas ha-talus, ve'enam arugim, they're not woven, and they're just tied with a nice little tassel, a nice little knot at the end. You all know that everyone has this on their talus. Yesh sofik, it's not clear in halacha, is that a chelik of the garment or not? Yesh sofik, im nimdadim l'shir zeh, olo, alkein, tzrichim l'chotcha misham, the part of the garment where you attach the tzitzis, the corner, that's what you'll notice on your talus, those fringes end. They end way before you come to the corner of the garment. Because if those fringes would go all the way down to the very, very end, you would have a very great halachic dilemma where to put the tzitzis. On the one hand, if you put the tzitzis on the actual material, maybe that's called beged. Because maybe in halacha we should consider the fringe which comes out to be called also part of the garment. That would then mean that the tzitzis really should be inserted in that loose thread that's hanging out. So where you put your tzitz would then be too high up. That would be called a beged. But on the other hand, if we put the tzitz, we tie the tzitz into that part that's dangling, even though it's not a good idea, it's going to rip. But maybe that's called tachas hakanaf. So It's a no-win situation, and that's why today every single talis that you will see, those things which hang out, which are very nice, adrabi, you're paying more money for it to make it look nice, but it's not going to come down to the very bottom. They're very cheap. Talesos don't have it. They make very cheap talesos for whatever, people that are on the move, on the run, and those don't have those nice fringes. But the nice ones, of course, the wolves have it. It's not going to come down to the very bottom. It's going to stop short. Next, the talis katan. With regard to a talis katan, I told you about this. Kamot Seri, the Mishnah Berurah, and that we our on the talis gadol, there's no such thing as having a two hole talis gadol. When you go into the store and you ask them for, go to Eichel's, they have all these cubbies, or go to any Judaica store, you want to buy a talis. So they'll first ask you, which brand do you want? Do you want Keter? Do you want Malchus? There's another brand. Anyone know the other brand?
One time there was a company called Munkach Talis Company.
Munkach? Okay. Today there's a monopoly. Keter has a very large portion of the market, and there's another one called Malchus, and then there's another one. They make really nice stuff. They have all different varieties of different types of wool. The Turkish style, the thicker weave and the thinner weave, and the no slip, and then you can get it customized with a lining, not a lining, with straps on the sides and the middle and all the different possible sizes, and they change styles every so often and different types of stripes. It's big business. But the point here is all of the talis gadols have only one hole. On the corner is a hole, one hole, and through that one hole you insert the tzitzis and you tie the knot. On a talis katan, there's something called a two-hole, where instead of putting the threads in that one hole and tying the knot below on the side, the knot is tied against those two holes. It's two holes, you stick in the two holes and you tie. So the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says, no big deal. Gezunt to hate. You want to do it? I in fact prefer this. I'll show you why. We'll get later on to tell you the halachas, why there is a mile, there's a very big mile in having the two hole. But we'll see them on Betalis Katan, Noihagim, Kitsas, Lasos, Shnei Nekavim, two holes. What?
Where's your
two holes? Yeah, I'll take a piece of paper. You don't have it. You're. The last. I always get two holes. The last time I bought a talis katan, they didn't have it. So I didn't. What?
One hole.
No. No, you have one hole.
I have one hole.
Everyone has one hole. 90% of the olam has one hole. It's a chassidish thing to have two holes. The Kitz Shochnach says it's no big deal. So the kid says it's no big deal. The Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it. It's only for the mekubalim, the tzaddikim, the gedolei hadar. You have tefillin. Not everyone puts on a benu tam tefillin. You have to be on a madrega, a very high spiritual level. Shimush rabbi, we won't have a shira. Shimush rabbi tefillin. That's a real spook. That's only for the people that are lemalim derech hatav to wear shimush rabbi. So if you want to wear a talis katan that has two holes, the Mishnah Berurah says you better watch out. You have to be on a very high madrega to have a talis katan that has two holes. And you put the tzitzis through, and if you do so without, otherwise, mechzei ki yehoira, it looks like you're arrogant to walk around with such talis. So therefore, a lot of Ashkenazim who are very into the Mishnah Berurah will not violate the words of the Mishnah Berurah and will not purchase a two-hole talis katan. But Hasidim, they're very into this. They do it. What? Yeah. But the kit is not a Hasidic sefer. Kitzer is a very bland Ashkenazi sefer, and he says there's no big deal, there's no issue. Yesh nehagim, some prefer to do this, and there's nothing wrong. Now let me try to explain to you what the mile is. Let me maybe get a talus. Where is it? Oh, he's washing the floor. So forget it. Not another day. Not another day. But the basic idea is here's a talus. Here's the problem. No, it's fine. You don't know, it's okay. Here's the hole. Okay, here's the hole of the talus. Okay, here's the hole. So you put the tzitzit through the hole and you tie it. Where do you tie it? Either you tie it over here, or you could tie it over here on the bottom. Right? Here's the hole. Right? It's going through the hole, and you tie the knot around the garment. Either you're not supposed to tie it on the bottom. You're supposed to tie it on the side. The reason why you're supposed to tie it on the side is because you want the tzitzis to be al hakonof. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonof. You want it to dangle over the corner of the garment. If you tighten it on the bottom, it's not dangling over the corner. It's dangling down. When you put it on the side, it dangles over the corner. Now the problem is, 95% of the time, you'll put it over here on the side, and 5 minutes later, the force of gravity will cause it to go down, and it hangs down like this on the bottom. That's fine. Okay, that's the way almost, that's probably the way 95% of the people that walk around with their talus scuttle and their talus scuttle, and they don't pay attention, just put it on. Wherever it dangles, it dangles. It's kosher l'chatchila. This is just an extra dosage of hiddur. So what do people do? Some of the Bnei Torah that try to be kind of this is what they do is when they tie the first knot, the garment folds a little bit. It's not loose. Mm-hmm. The first knot is not loose on the bottom. The corners are compressed. You tie the knot a little bit in, right. So it's kvetched. So then it's harder. It's much harder for it to move. Now it will happen. You don't want to do it too much because it's not a hider to tie it too tightly. Even though we learned that it's okay because the garment is measured based on the tzitzit, the shear is measured based upon the amount of material. It's not measured based upon the fold, but it's still not a hider that it should be folded. But a little bit is fine, and that will keep it in place. It's not going to keep it in place forever. It'll keep it in place longer than if it was not loose. So many people do that. When you have the two, the tzerei, you don't have that issue. When you have a two-hole talus katan, you don't have to worry about that, because that's the way, that's the halach, that's how it's meant to be. It's meant to be two holes in the corner, and that's called, wherever it dangles, it's dangling on the corner. So you don't get involved in this whole issue of hanging over the corner like this, hanging over the corner like this, you move from here to here, you don't move from here to here, you forget, and it gets crunched, doesn't get crunched, you have two holes, it's nice and simple, two holes, doesn't get in your way. It's a much more snug fit inside of your pants, in your undergarments, to keep the talus safe and secure. All right, that's the basic issue of the tzitzit. Let's go further in the kids of Shulchan Aruch. Let's see over here the she'arim mitzionim behalacha. Okay, we never did that part. So now we have to leave for next time because already time is up. So we have to pick up next time with Lishma, that the tzitzis have to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. So we'll stop here, we'll take a break.